And the other two that I think of include somatic mutation burden and probably emerging data related to gene expression profiles. With mutation burden, I think we found fairly clearly and across a few different tumors, including lung cancer, melanoma, and bladder cancer, that increases in somatic mutation burden associated with increase in benefit. And I think the routine use of multi-gene molecular profiling with platforms like Foundation Medicine and others, I think actually do give a pretty good estimate of mutation burden that probably is beginning to be incorporated in the way people practice already. I think the other marker that's somewhat more speculative at the moment is gene expression profiles and examining whether there's patterns that associate with interferon T-cell response in a tumor or other related signatures. I think that too may also help us define sort of the paradigm of warm versus cold tumors.
You know, it's interesting when you mentioned Foundation One, for some reason I flashed with great reminiscence on Vince Miller.
Yeah.
I used to love to interview him. Of course, he was on your faculty there at Memorial, and he was just so great to work with. And he's accomplished so much with
Absolutely.
Foundation Medicine, but I haven't been able to work with him. And I miss you, Vince. I wish
you should keep that in the video for sure.
he's awesome to talk to. But anyhow, what is it? I see that next gen platforms like Foundation One are kind of seem like they're trying to sort of figure out predictors to checkpoint inhibitors. What exactly are they looking at? I guess mutational burden?
Yeah, mutation burden seems to be the key. It's also a little crude, and so I'm sure that there's going to be more nuance that comes from this. But what we're doing basically is to evaluate how many somatic mutations were found in a tumor and count them. And it seems like those that have large numbers of mutations seem to respond better. The hypothesis seems to be that each time you have a mutation, you have the possibility of that mutation leading to a new protein that's called a neoantigen, a mutated protein that, when presented on the surface of a tumor cell by HLA-1 or class 2, basically acts like an antigen, one that the surveilling body hadn't seen before because it's mutated from self and therefore can potentially elicit a specific anti-tumor immunity in the same way that a foreign virus or bacteria theoretically could as well.